And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
This is a CJSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
White House memo accuses Alibaba of aiding China's military with sensitive data access. A newly declassified White House memo is raising alarms in Washington, alleging that Alibaba, one of China's largest technology firms, has quietly provided technical support to the People's Liberation Army in operations aimed at U.S. targets.
白宫备忘录指控阿里巴巴协助中共军方获敏感数据。一份新解密的白宫备忘录在华盛顿引起警告，称阿里巴巴在针对美国目标的行动中，暗中向中共解放军提供了技术支持。
According to details first reported by the Financial Times, the memo claims Alibaba allowed Chinese authorities and military units to tap into consumer data, such as IP logs, Wi-Fi information, payment histories, and AI-related services. It also says Alibaba employees passed along zero-day exploit knowledge, a prize resource in offensive cyber operations.
据《金融时报》报道，备忘录声称阿里巴巴允许中共当局和军事单位访问客户数据，例如 IP 日志、WiFi 信息、支付历史以及与人工智能相关的服务。备忘录还称，阿里巴巴员工传递了零日漏洞知识，这是网络进攻行动中极为宝贵的资源。
The FT notes it could not verify the allegations independently, but the White House views the capabilities described as a national security threat. The document's release underscores growing U.S. unease over Chinese cloud providers, Beijing's global data reach, and China's rapid advancement in AI-enabled surveillance tools.
金融时报指出，该报无法独立验证这些指控，但白宫认为备忘录中描述的能力构成国家安全威胁。文件的公布凸显了美国对中国云服务提供商、北京的全球数据影响力以及中国在 AI 驱动的监控技术快速发展的日益担忧。
Alibaba denies the claims in full, calling the report entirely false and suggesting the leak was partof a malicious PR effort intended to undermine President Trump's recent trade detente with Beijing. The company repeated its denial to the AFP, but did not directly address whether any interaction with the PLA exists. China's embassy in Washington likewise rejected the claims as baseless.
Alibaba 对此完全否认，称该报道完全虚假。并暗示泄露事件是恶意公关，意在破坏特朗普总统近期与北京达成的缓解贸易冲突决定。阿里巴巴向法新社重申否认，但未直接回应是否与解放军有任何互动。中共国驻华盛顿大使馆也驳斥了这些指控，称其毫无根据。
Dated November 1st, the memo was circulated just after Trump's meeting with Xi Jinping in South Korea, where both sides agreed to a one-year pause on further trade escalation. It remains unclear whether the administration plans to act on the findings.
该备忘录日期为11月1日，在特朗普与习近平与韩国会晤后不久流传。当时双方同意暂停一年进一步的贸易冲突升级。 目前尚不清楚美方是否计划根据备忘录采取行动。
The revelations prompted renewed warnings on Capitol Hill. Representative John Moulinier, who chairs the House Select Committee on China, said the memo reinforces long-standing concerns that Chinese law obligates companies to cooperate with state and military authorities even when operating overseas.
这份备忘录引发国会山的新一轮警告。众议院中国问题特别委员会主席约翰·穆勒纳表示，该备忘录强化了长期以来的担忧。中共国法律要求企业即便在海外运营，也必须配合国家和军方机构。
He urged policymakers to tighten restrictions that limit Chinese firms' access to U.S. technology and markets.Earlier this year, Moulinier and other lawmakers asked the SEC to delist 25 Chinese companies, including Alibaba, citing fears about military ties and Beijing's push for military-civil integration.
他呼吁政策制定者收紧限制中国企业获取美方技术和市场的规定。今年早些时候，穆勒纳与其他议员曾要求美国证券交易委员会将包括阿里巴巴在内的25家中国公司摘牌，理由是担忧其与军方的联系以及北京推动军民融合的政策。
Former CIA China analyst Dennis Wilder said the allegations match what U.S. intelligence has observed. The PLA has dramatically expanded its cyber operations, probing U.S. airports, seaports, Pacific transport hubs, and domestic critical infrastructure in preparation for potential conflict.
前美国中央情报局中国事务分析员丹尼斯·怀尔德表示，这些指控与美方情报观察一致，解放军大幅扩展网络行动，探测美国机场、港口、太平洋交通枢纽及国内关键基础设施，为潜在冲突做准备。
The Office of the Director of National Intelligence has warned that the China-linked hacking group Salt Typhoon has carried out unprecedented intrusions into U.S. telecom systems.
美国国家情报总监办公室警告称，与中共国有关的黑客组织严风暴已对美方电信系统发起前所未有的入侵。
In a separate disclosure this week, AI firm Anthropic reported that it disrupted an espionage attempt driven largely by automated AI tools. The operation was attributed to China-aligned entity known as GTG-1002, intensifying concerns in Washington about Beijing's use of sophisticated digital capabilities.
本周另一份披露显示，人工智能公司 Anthropic 阻止了一次主要由自动化 AI 工具发起的间谍行动。该行动被归因于与中共国相关的实体 GTG-1002。进一步加剧了华盛顿对北京使用先进数字技术的担忧。
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chinese Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released album by Canadian musician. First is a song by Peter Campbell, and it's called A Time for Love, which is from the album titled Loving You, and it was released in May 2017.听众朋友，大家下午好，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Love Channel Show。现在到了我们加拿大最新发行的专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Peter Campbell 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做《A Time for Love》。
time for summer skies, for hummingbirds and butterflies, for tender words that harmonize with love. A time for climbing hills, for leaning out of windowsills, admiring the daffodils above. A time for holding hands together, time for rainbow-colored weather, a time of make-believe that we've been dreaming of. As time goes drifting by, the willow bends, and so do I. But oh my friend, whatever sky above, I've known a time for spring, a time for fall, but best of all, time for love. Rainbow-colored weather, a time of make-believe that we've been dreaming of. As time goes drifting by, whatever sky above, I've known a time for spring, a time for fall, but best of all, a time for
向大家推荐的是来自 Calgary 的两位音乐人，他们的名字叫做 Fig and Flame。 那么他们两位是在加拿大是非常有名的，就是以他们的 humor， 以他们的就是幽默著称吧。 那么这首歌曲的名字叫做 When the world is calling A place is a sun By the fig and the flame The fig and the flame are Calgary-based dolls Known for their humor and heart And the song is from the album called The Fig and the Flame Hope you enjoy
brings me to my knees. hills locked up. Navajo rug and the truck got stuck. Hosses gigging hard up there in the peaks. And the Mabels are killing those three-part harmonies. The Calgary Symphony is playing Beethoven. In Medicine Hat, they're rocking and rolling. Dialing some jazz up on Tommy Banks Drive. There's Cindy and Corey and Katie and Feist. I can hear Alberta in the engine's whine. I can hear Alberta hauling down the line. From the Badlands to the Muskeg, let's bridge to Lake Louise. I can hear Alberta, it brings me. Cloud. Leroy Stagger,
I like to play it loud.
Tegan and Sarah, can you tell them apart? Paul Brandt is on his bus, breaking some gal's heart. PJ Perry is wailing on his sax. Mr. Tim Williams got the blues real bad. And if you are hunting for that high and lonesome sound, Tom Phillips and the band are honky-tonk bound. I can hear Alberta in the engine's whine. I can hear Alberta hauling down the line. From the Badlands to the Muskeg, let's bridge to Lake Louise. I can hear Alberta, it brings me.
And it's from the album titled Sleeping Buffalo, and which was released in May 2017. Now we're back to more Chinese music. First is a song called 春天的故事, which means the story of spring, and it's vocal by 齐豫. 接下来请大家欣赏由齐豫演唱的歌曲《春天的故事》。
故事，他摇摇头，对我笑一笑，从我一只小小红花，我不禁问他春天的故事。
Last song for today's music tune of the China show is a song performed by Chen Mingxiao, and it's called 让风告诉我, which means let wind tell me. And Hershey wish everyone happy weekend. Please tune in next week, next Saturday on CJSF 90.1 FM.今天要献给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是由陈明绍演唱的《让风告诉我》。祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。